Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. But today, hold on to your hats, folks, because we're diving headfirst into the mind-blowing world of AI. Google's dropped a bombshell paper, potentially the sequel to the legendary Attention is All You Need. It's called Dramatic Pause, Titans.
Titans? Like the mythical beings? What's the AI connection?
Exactly. It's all about giving AI models memory that works more like ours, you know, with long-term storage and retrieval. And get this, it happens during inference time. Mind blown.
Inference time. So like when it's actually thinking, that's wild. Most models just use what they've been pre-trained on, right?
Right. But Titans are different. They learn to memorize on the fly, figuring out what's important and what's not. The paper calls it learning to memorize at test time.
Okay, so what's the problem with current models? Why do they need this Titan upgrade?
Well, current transformer models have this pesky context window limitation. The more info you cram in, the worse they perform. Even with Gemini's massive 2 million token window, there's still a ceiling.
Got it. So Titans break through that ceiling? How?
By mimicking the human brain. Short-term memory, long-term memory, the whole shebang. It's a more accurate way of modeling dependencies, which is what AI struggles with when context gets huge.
So they're teaching AI to be surprised. Isn't that a bit human?
Exactly. That's the brilliant part. Think about it. What do you remember most? The mundane or the unexpected? The surprise mechanism helps the model prioritize what to store in its long-term memory. It's like, whoa, that was weird. Gotta remember that.
I see. Interesting. So it's not just remembering everything, it's selectively remembering based on surprise?
Precisely. And then there's the forgetting mechanism. Just like us, the model learns to let go of less important details over time. It's all about efficient memory management.
Okay, so how does this surprise thing actually work in the model?
Well, it's based on gradients, which basically measure how different the new input is from what the model expected. Big difference, big surprise, strong memory. Small difference, meh, maybe not so important.
Fascinating. But how do they actually build this into the model's architecture?
They've got these things called hyperheads, which represent different types of memory, core, long-term, and persistent. They act like different advisors, each with its own perspective.
Advisors? So like a little committee in the AI's head? That's kind of cute.
Ha! Sort of. And they've got three different ways of integrating these memory advisors. As context, as a gate, and as a layer. Each has its own strengths and weaknesses.
Huh. So like different management styles for the memory committee. I dig it.
And the results? Stunning. Titans consistently outperform current models, especially on those tricky needle-in-a-haystack tasks with super long contexts.
So this is a big deal? Like potentially game-changing?
Oh yeah, this could revolutionize how AI handles and processes information, opening doors to even more complex tasks. Imagine AI that can truly understand and remember, like we do.
Wow. Okay, I'm officially mind blown. Thanks for breaking that down.
Anytime. And that's it for Nutty's Show. Catch you next time for more mind-bending explorations of the world around us. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.